Inside Mac.
For Wednesday, November 8th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. Apple has three new reasons to be excited about the holidays. One accident equals 50,000 infected by the Kama Sutra worm. And the iPod Shuffle may be the world's smallest MP3 player, but it's proving to be the biggest seller. A new line of MacBooks were unveiled by Apple. The three models are Apple's lowest-priced notebooks and now feature Intel's new Core 2 Duo processors for the first time. The notebooks will start at $1,099 for the 13-inch white MacBook that offers a 1.83 GHz processor. A white MacBook with a 2.0 GHz processor will retail for $1,299, and the faster black MacBook with a 13-inch screen and a 2.0 GHz processor will sell for $1,499. According to the company, the MacBooks are 25% faster than the original Intel MacBooks that were released in May. David Moody, Apple's VP of Product Marketing, said the MacBook was actually the first Apple consumer notebook to use Intel processors, and it's been very popular with consumers and students, accounting for 46% of sales. He went on to say, with Core 2 Duo chips, the MacBook is poised to become one of the holiday season's most exciting products. Apple has good reason to be excited about their notebook lineup, as sales of the MacBook and the MacBook Pro systems rose 63% in the quarter that ended September 30th, and desktop revenue also rose 10%. Another product is creating holiday cheer for the Cupertino company. Apple's littlest iPod has been the focus of colossal excitement among consumers. According to Phil Schiller, Apple's head of worldwide product marketing, the iPod Shuffle, which was released just last weekend, has so far seen tremendous interest, which is exactly what the company expected. In addition, industry watchers are getting ready for the debut of macOS 10 10.5 Leopard, which will be released in January, alongside the company's anticipated ITV wireless media device. Analysts are also expecting an update to Apple's Mac Mini low-end consumer desktop systems in the near future, most likely before the peak of the busy holiday shopping season. With the release of the new MacBook line, the popularity of the iPod Shuffle, and the anticipated upcoming releases, Phil Schiller said, "We're really excited about the holiday period." There are some who send out worms for the fun of it, and then there are others, like Google, who accidentally send out worms. The company said that it sent out emails containing a mass mailing worm to about 50,000 members of an email discussion list that focused on its Google video blog. The Google statement noted that there were three posts that were made to the Google video blog group that should not have been posted. It said some of these posts may have contained a virus called W32Casper.A@MM, which is better known as the Kama Sutra worm, a mass mailing worm that deletes files and registry keys on affected Windows systems, but it is blocked by most antivirus software. Google uses its video blog group to let subscribers know when interesting and fun videos have been highlighted on the Google video blog. Email to the group's mailing list are posted by a handful of Google employees called the Google Video Team, which was responsible for sending out the malicious email. Google spokesman Gabriel Sticker didn't have much to say on how or why Google ended up distributing the worm code, but he said that internal protocols are now in place to prevent this from ever happening again. This isn't the first time a company has accidentally distributed malware on a mailing list. According to Graham Cluley, the senior editor consultant with security vendor Sophos, amazingly, even mailing lists run by security firms have sometimes accidentally had malware posted to them. A statement from the Google team said, if you think you have downloaded this virus from a group or email message, run your antivirus program to remove it. Coming up, Apple is giving you a chance to create a video for the popular musician Moby. Details when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, Visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Apple's Hot Deals site has just been updated, offering deals from Apple Specials, Mac Game Store, and Publishing Perfection. Apple Special Deals is offering Apple-certified refurbished products, including the 15-inch 2.0 GHz Intel Core Duo MacBook Pro with built-in iSight and Apple Remote, the 2.0 GHz Intel Core Duo MacBook White, and the 2.0 GHz Intel Core Duo MacBook Black, as well as the refurbished 4GB iPod Nano and the 1GB iPod Shuffle, just to name a few. Mac Game Store is offering an exclusive 5% off at checkout on Robinhood, The Legend of Sherwood, Solitaire Antics Ultimate Plus, Airline Tycoon Deluxe, Music Challenge, and Papatronics, and more. And lastly, Publishing Perfection has deals on the Stylus Photo R1800 Color Inkjet Printer, the ScanMaker i800 Pro Flatbed Scanner, Dreamweaver 8 from Adobe, as well as Quark Express 7.0. This is just a sampling of the deals that are available at Apple's Hot Deals site. For more deals and pricing, visit the Hot Deals site at apple.com. In trying to provide consumers with different ways to listen to music, the new Motorola Razr V3R phone will be shipping to Singular Wireless, equipped with MP3 capabilities, but not the Apple iTunes platform. Earlier this year, Motorola introduced an iTunes-capable Razr with Singular, but it was limited to holding only 100 songs at a time to avoid undermining Apple's sales of its own music player, the iPod. The iTunes-capable Razr is still selling, but as Singular's Clay Owen put it, the carrier plans to offer the iTunes-capable Razr alongside the non-iTunes version. Finally today, a free iPod and a copy of Final Cut Studio is being offered, and all you have to do to get them is win a competition. Apple has teamed up with Mobi, EMI, and UMix to present a competition for filmmakers. Filmmakers can submit their own video for Mobi's new track of his album Go, The Very Best of Mobi. You can also download the UMix version of New York, New York to remix as a part of your composition. Once you have submitted the form, your video will be available for everyone else to watch, rate, and leave comments on. There are currently two videos already posted, well, at least there were when I last checked, and Mobi will also be checking in to look at the entries and eventually pick the winner. The winner plus a guest will fly to New York to meet Mobi, and as I mentioned before, will also win an iPod and a copy of Final Cut Studio. For further information and rules, or just to check out the entries, visit umix.com/Mobi. That's umix.com/Mobi. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.